Notre Dame Federal Credit Union, a mission-based financial institution that shares the common beliefs of our members and is dedicated to solving problems through extraordinary member service. Where you bank does matter.
The following is a relevant radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
After the hour, hello, 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 and welcome to On Call on Relevant Radio. On this program, each and every single solitary day, we are so very blessed to be joined by Catholic clinical psychologists and physicians and authors and experts, and they join us each day to help us face life and life's many, 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 many challenges with mature wisdom and confidence, and above all, with our beautiful Catholic faith. I'm your host, Wendy Weiss, and before I introduce today's guest, let's ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit over this hour. Will you pray with me, please, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructed the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for praying with us and for welcoming back to the program with us, Dr. Joseph Coyle. We just love Dr. Coyle. His website is josephcoyle.com. He is in private practice in the Boston, Massachusetts area. So you can get a nice cup of that delicious Boston cream seafood chowder while you're visiting Dr. Coyle. He has private practices, as I said, in Waltham and Norwell. And he joins us regularly. And he will be taking your general questions when it comes to emotional needs, spiritual needs. But we're going to begin this hour by talking about the anxiety that is becoming, I think we're all in agreement here, it's becoming more prevalent minute by minute. We see it in the very old. We see it in the very young. And heaven knows, of course, it cuts right across those of us in middle ages. But we're going to apply the message of Fatima to that anxiety, because obviously we're forgetting the message of Fatima. Dr. Coyle, welcome back. How are you today?
Very good, Wendy. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. It's always terrific to have you. Anxiety, I know that you and I have talked about this. It seems to be increasing, and children and the very old are being affected by it, aren't they?
Oh, sure, yeah. As we've talked about in the past, it kind of doesn't discriminate, you know, based on age or social status or basically what you're doing in life. It can really cut across all demographics, and it's really hitting people hard these days. You know, there's so much tumultuous news these days, and it's hard to avoid it. And people often ask me, why am I dealing with anxiety? And I'm, you know, looking at these headlines, or I'm kind of bombarded by these images and then going to bed. So it's not really that much of a mystery why we're not having very restful sleep these days. And I think this backdrop to people's individual lives and the dramas there and the challenges there really fuels things and makes it all the more tough.
When you talk about the news of the day and how much more difficult it is to take for all of us to kind of absorb. There was a shooting just an hour or so ago, a couple of hours, I should say, in Ohio in a nursing home. And they seem to be coming faster and faster, closer and closer together. And I'm wondering if is it the news that has really changed Dr. Coyle, or is it, you know, just really the human experience and the way we process the news with social media and real time and, you know, Facebook horrors. I mean, depictions of crime, you know, that horrify us. And now I don't know that we're as affected by it as we should be. Is that process changing too?
Yeah, it's a great point that I think we're in kind of a vicious cycle here, that the more exposure we have to these things, the security camera footage is released and so forth, it's not even the descriptions of these things, but actually seeing it and just that getting into our psyches and taking root, and the level of impact that it can have consciously or unconsciously, like you say, can certainly cause fear. It can have over time the impact of dulling our sensibilities to that, to having it become more normalized, these abnormal things that shouldn't be. So we can be overwhelmed psychologically, even our nervous system. There's more and more of a connection that I'm seeing. I think a lot of people in the field are seeing more and more holistic approaches. You're seeing the physical impact of these things, trauma, and certainly these daily traumas can affect, you know, things across the board, and then even weigh down our spirituality as well, and really depress us and have us really question what's going on here.
And when Our Lady appears in Portugal in 1917, as we approach tomorrow within hours, obviously in Europe, her message was to pray the rosary. Is there something about stress that will take something that we as Catholics in that stressful moment that we know will bring us comfort, that we know will bring us peace, that we forget? Is it easier sort of in that moment to, you know, to be lifted out of something that is so much a part of us? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think, you know, the rosary is so powerful on so many levels. I think even if you just look at things psychologically, and you keep the spiritual aspect to the side for a minute, just the question of focus and the question of the meditative aspect of it, in order to prevent the mind from running off the rails, a lot of forms of prayer and meditative prayer, contemplative prayer, will say that you need something to come back to orient you, because our minds want to run off the road, and it's very hard to just slow your mind down with willpower. So there's a lot of different techniques, even psychologically, for that, relaxation techniques and so forth, trying to get the mind to slow down. But to have something to orient yourself, and that repetition and coming back to those prayers,
right,
and those words is just really helpful. And then when you add that spiritual component, that we believe that Our Lady gave this to us as a weapon, and really something is happening when we're doing that, as we believe in all prayer generally, that we believe something is going on. There's a conversation with God going on during that. That's a whole other level. So just to be able to hit all those levels, you know, with this one elegant prayer can be so helpful and really help our focus and help our anxiety, for sure.
If I'm stressed out at work, and I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about, you know, the universal, if I am stressed out at work, what could be more impactful than meditating on the mysteries of our redemption? I mean, when you talk about literally jerking yourself right back into, you know, position and where you should be, that's the best way to do it. I just, you know, you wonder if there's something in the brain chemical that in that moment when you do have that, you know, that height of whatever chemical is going on, you know, that you somehow you're thinking, I should be doing something. What is it that I should be? Oh, the rosary that I have right here in front of me. So, yeah, it is something that we need to be mindful of.
Absolutely. You know, focus, again, I think is a big way to beat anxiety in general. And I think focus is a big part of praying. Pray without ceasing. And, you know, even the message of Fatima and other spirituality of Imitation of Christ, talking about all the ways that we're focusing on all this kind of nonsense or things that really don't have a bearing on what's ultimately important, and we waste a lot of energy on that, and we can produce a lot of stress and anxiety from that, even within our spirits, knowing that we're not doing what we feel we should be doing within our own system, within our own blueprint. So just being able to hit all those channels at once with the rosary is just really powerful.
How do your clients react when you bring this up?
I mean, they agree. I think the people that seek me out, again, are coming because they have a Christian or Catholic perspective already. So it's not, I'm very careful to really not push my own beliefs or thoughts or things on people. I kind of want them to articulate very early on what they believe and what their system is, and then really show them places that they're not applying that. They believe it deeply on the one hand, but in these day-to-day struggles that come up, they don't grab that, you know, and they're feeling like what they're trying to use is not working. And I mean, I think they agree, if I reflect back to them, it's not working because it's not deep enough. It's not something that we can just say, well, turn that front upside down and look at this, and let's try to think of, you know, these other things, because these people have deep spiritual lives and gravitate towards those kinds of solutions. And so if you already have it, use it, apply it. So I think people are, you know, kind of almost amazed that they haven't clicked that into place. There can be a compartmentalizing, right, that they've been doing that they just haven't thought to apply.
No question. Dr. Joseph Coyle joins us regularly, and we would ask you please to remember to pray for Dr. Coyle, for his family, for his loved ones, for all of those who are helped by his practice in Norwell and Waltham, Massachusetts. The lines are open. If you have an issue that is weighing on you, whether it's anxiety or anything else going on in your life, Dr. Coyle is here to help you. And the number in the studio, the Catholic Order of Forester listener line, is 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. The email address, you can reach out to him that way, oncall@relevantradio.com, and we'll take all calls and emails anonymously so that it's more comfortable for you to phone in for Dr. Coyle. That Relevant Radio toll-free studio line, sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters, information about their variety of life insurance options and annuity or retirement plans available at relevantradio.com, keyword Forester. We'll be right back.
2017, the 100th anniversary of the Fatima apparitions.
Dr. Mark Mervalik.
Fatima is a historic case of Our Lady exercising her maternal roles for humanity. It means that at Fatima, she comes to mediate grace, to unite us with Jesus, to ask us to have prayer and rosary and penance and reparation for the conversion of sinners. Well, that's co-redemption. That means Fatima is an invitation to help Jesus save souls through Our Lady's intercession. This anniversary is a perfect time to appreciate Mary as spiritual mother. How does a mother show her concern for kids? Well, really in three ways. Number one, a mother suffers for her children. Number two, a mother nourishes her children. And number three, a mother protects her children. That's what Mary does at Fatima.
Live the message of Fatima. Learn how at relevantradio.com, keyword Fatima. The Divine Mercy Chaplet.
The Drew Mariani Show.
This ministry has meant so much to me for at least 10 years. The first time I heard it, I cried. It's such a beautiful, beautiful prayer.
This is the hour of power.
Definitely helped me with my busy life.
just a little bit of time to pray the chaplet every day. My day seems to be a lot easier and definitely helps me fight off the demons that knock on my back every day.
The Divine Mercy Chaplet, part of the Drew Mariani Show, 4 Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
One heart at a time.
Coming up on the next Inner Life, the deadly effect of addictions on our faith. Father Douglas McKay will be our spiritual director.
Calyx means chalice in the Latin. And what Calyx is, it's really the identity for the AA membership, NA membership. You know, they're all recovering people, and we share our God stories.
I'm Chuck Neff. The next Inner Life, noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, on RelevantRadio.com and the Relevant Radio mobile app.
Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and today Pope Francis flies to Portugal, where he will celebrate the 100th anniversary of Our Blessed Mother's first appearance in Fatima. Pope Francis has a deep devotion to Mary, and shortly after he was elected Pope, he asked the leading cardinal of Portugal to entrust his papacy to Our Lady of Fatima. Here's a prayer that Pope Francis offered later that year, on October 13th, the anniversary of Mary's last appearance in Fatima. Blessed Virgin Mary of Fatima, with renewed gratitude for your motherly presence, we join in the voice of all generations that call you blessed. We celebrate in you the great works of God, who never tires of lowering himself in mercy over humanity, afflicted by evil and wounded by sin, to heal and to save it. Accept with the benevolence of a mother this act of entrustment that we make in faith today, before this, your image, beloved to us. We are certain that each one of us is precious in your eyes, and that nothing in our hearts has estranged you. May we allow your sweet gaze to reach us and the perpetual warmth of your smile. Guard our life with your embrace. Bless and strengthen every desire for good. Give new life and nourishment to faith. Sustain and enlighten hope. Awaken and animate charity. Guide us all on the path to holiness. Teach us your own special love for the little and the poor, for the excluded and the suffering, for sinners and the wounded of heart. Gather all people under your protection and give us all to your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Do you like using the free Relevant Radio app? Do you want to help evangelize and tell even more people about Relevant Radio? Well, consider giving our app a 5-star rating. The better the rating, the better we show up in app stores. And then more people find out about Relevant Radio and the Catholic Church. Talk Radio for Catholic Life. This is Relevant Radio. Thank you for telling all of your friends and neighbors and coworkers and strangers on the street that you are listening to Talk Radio for Catholic Life. And we are visiting this hour with Dr. Joseph Coyle. He is a Catholic therapist in private practice in Norwell and Waltham in the beautiful suburbs of Boston, Massachusetts. And the number in the studio that Catholic Order of Forester listener line is 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. You can phone in with any issue that you are currently dealing with in which you need some help and that expert advice. And he's very generous with that expert advice and with his time today. So he enjoys visiting with as many of you as possible. So phone in early, 877-766-3777. That email address on call at relevantradio.com. Let's go to Anonymous on line one for Dr. Joseph Coyle and that website, josephcoyle.com. Welcome, Anonymous. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Wendy and Doctor. I'll try to make this as quick as possible. I've been listening to Relevant Radio ever since the Pope came to Philadelphia, and it seems like the more I try to get back to my faith, the worse my life has become, or the worse my person has become myself. You talked about your job environment, and the past 6 months, my job environment went from bad to unbelievable. I work in a business where me and a partner that just came in as my partner that works next to me, we wait on employees that do service for the company and also for regular customers, outside customers. And this person is very, he came from some of the worst parts of Washington, D.C., that's where he grew up. And he has this personality that he can be very, very nice person, pleasant person, but when it comes to the work environment and the area around, he needs to control that environment. And it's almost like an environment you would think of as a person that's in prison, and he's like the guy that controls everybody through his, you know, ways of doing things and saying things and acts. And the, you know, the language and the terrible conversations that go on an hourly basis. I might as well, be in a prison around those type of people. It's unbelievable that, I deal with that. And, the anxiety over the past couple of years has just grown and grown and grown, more, as I get older, you start to think about things that, your future and then, when you die and things like that. And all these things that causes there should be another word for anxiety, because I think anxiety is too soft for some things that go on with people. And I listen out on my lunch hour like I am now, and I pray when I can. I pray on the way to work in the morning and ask God to forgive me for my sins and to help me, send the Holy Spirit to my heart. And, I try everything, but what's happened to me in the past year, you could probably write a book about. I mean, it's just gotten out of control to the point where I'm thinking, things I shouldn't be thinking about.
So, Dr. Coyle, he obviously needs some help keeping his head above the waterline. You know, there are a lot of people, I think, in that predicament where they have endured, it seems like one thing after another. And he certainly he's trying very hard. He's crossing all the T's. He's dotting all the I's. He just needs some help being reminded that all of these things happen in God's time, not when we're ready. we can't stand on the platform, pointing at our wristwatch saying, okay, God, any time now. That's unfortunately that is not the way it works, right?
Yeah, I think it's great that you're trying to get back to your Faith Anonymous, and I'm sorry to hear about these things in the job environment. If you cut right through and try and leverage your faith there, try to come back to what's in your domain. What do you have control about? And what's God asking for you to do at the moment with this situation? So for example, a high level question is with the anxiety and upheaval this is creating, can you stay there, or is it time to leave that place? You might say, well, it's not really feasible to leave, and so that's not something you can do. So if you need to stay, remember there's a choice that you have in doing that. And then how can you focus on, again, what's within your power, what you do have control over, and in weathering the storms there, successfully navigating that. And that's tough to do by yourself. You may need some support to be able to do that and to manage that from day to day. There may be people within the workplace that it's an appropriate setting to do that. There may be things outside of work. This may be a church community or faith community that can help you with that. But, you know, even in trying to understand why is God allowing this and what's the purpose of it? Because if you're thinking of it as random and meaningless, it makes it a lot tougher, and that's an area where anxiety tends to like to breed. So try to get some indication of how to make it meaningful, offering up the suffering or getting some help with discernment from someone you regard as spiritually powerful.
JosephCoyle.com, that's the website, and he's taking your calls and questions about any emotional upheaval in your life, any psychological needs that you might have. Join us. He's here for you on Relevant Radio. We'll be right back.
The benefits to joining CatholicMatch.com include creating a connecting point for Catholics. You know, Meg found friendship and common ground with many who shared her faith as the foundation of rebuilding her confidence for a future relationship.
When I joined Catholic Match a couple of years before I met Jim, and at that point I wasn't ready to date, but I guess it represented hope for the future.
Meg met Jim online and found that her relationship grew deeper and at a faster rate than her previous in-person experiences.
I think this is a great way to find a match as opposed to meeting someone at a function and being asked out to dinner, because between the forums and the messaging back and forth without yet meeting in person, I think this conversation gets deeper more quickly and is perhaps more open.
CatholicMatch.com and the resources of the Catholic Match Institute are available to you now. Visit CatholicMatch.com/Drew for a special offer.
A lot of people presume that organized religion is somehow shallow. After all, organized religions try to define God, to put him in a box, so to speak. And wouldn't a supreme being be more vast and undefinable than that? So they end up being attracted to a spirituality that's more, well, vague. But if you think about it, Christians claim that God is love. And if God is love, wouldn't he want to stoop down to our level so that we can know him? Wouldn't he make himself understandable and definable for our sakes? Wouldn't love choose to become as approachable as an infant, or as plain as bread so that we could draw near to him, know him, and touch him? You see, we Catholics didn't put God in a box. God put himself there for our sakes. And love would do nothing less. And there's nothing more vast or more profound than that. This is Chris Stefanik. For more, visit RelevantRadio.com, keyword Real Life Catholic.
Father Simon Says,
I keep hearing that we should listen to God instead of always yammering to him.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, one of my favorite stories is about St. John Vianney, the parish priest of Ars in southern France. And there was a fellow in his church who just would come in every day, an old farmer. He would come and he would sit in front of the big crucifix. And finally, St. John wondered what the heck he was doing. So he came up and said to him, when you come in church and just sit and stare at the crucifix, what are you doing? He says, well, I look at him and he looks at me. That doesn't sound very profound, but that's, you know, Lord, here I am. So waiting on the Lord. Lord, if you want me to do something, I'm here to do it. You're going to have to tell me. And it really does work.
So just visiting the Blessed Sacrament?
Yeah, keeping still. And, you know, it takes a little while to get used to that. And I don't think the Lord minds us yammering a little bit. I yammer a lot.
Father Simon Says, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on Relevant Radio.
You're a big deal. Whether you know it or not, you're chosen.
Among the many dynamic Catholics engaging people to bring eternal truth squarely into the center of modern life, it would be hard to name one more compelling and riveting than Chris Stefanik. I'm Sheila Logminas, happy to have him back to talk about how we can really reach people with truth and hope. Then a focus on Fatima, the Blessed Mother, and Mother's Day. A closer look, 6 Eastern, 5 Central, here on Relevant Radio.
The joy we're talking about is different from happiness. Joy is this state of being. It comes from the grace of God, and Jesus is constantly inviting me to. The turning around of my life is to pay deeper attention to Jesus' invitation to step into that relationship with the Father, to know his joy, which is the joy that can only come.
This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
From knowing and relating to God at that deepest level.
This is Relevant Radio.
And the Relevant Radio toll-free studio line, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their variety of life insurance options and annuity or retirement plans available at relevantradio.com, keyword Forrester. It is 26 minutes before the hour on this Friday, before the canonizations in Fatima, Portugal, and we are all going to be transfixed on that little town and our Holy Father and this unbelievable milestone in our Catholic faith. To witness history in this way is so important. And, of course, keep it right here on Relevant Radio throughout the weekend. For the latest updates, Dr. Joseph Coyle joining us today. He is in private practice in the Boston area. His website, josephcoyle.com. That's josephcoyle.com. The number in the studio, if you have any type of anxiety issue, depression, any type of trauma that perhaps you have you've dealt with and you need some help. That's why he's here, a good Catholic therapist giving you faith-based advice. 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. And the email address is oncall@relevantradio.com. Dear Dr. Coyle, I have a friend who was just admitted to a psychiatric ward. She's hearing voices and they tell her to hurt herself. What can I do as her friend to help her? I pray for her constantly as it is, but I'd like to do more to be a support for her.
Good question. And great compassion there with that. You know, I would keep it simple. And if she's in there and they can have visitors and you're comfortable doing that, you can visit. You can be sending cards and sending flowers to make her stay there more comfortable and to help her relax while she's there. Once she is discharged, you can be checking in with her within reason, within your own boundaries. I think it's important that you have a sense of what you're able to do time-wise, energy-wise, emotionally, what you can offer and really do well, you know. You're not her therapist, and you can encourage her to follow the plan of her treating people and to, you know, meet with whomever, a psychiatrist, a therapist, and, you know, you can check in with her on that. There might be things around chores and the day-to-day of her getting back to work or school or wherever she's at. I would keep it very low-key. And, you know, I would have a spirit of, I have an open hand, and how can I be of help to you right now? You know, let her give you guidance as to what the best thing would be. Sometimes people really need somebody to talk to. Sometimes people just need some space for a while. Sometimes they'll have very concrete things like, could you give me a ride here and there? So I had a supervisor once that said, don't be so smart, and don't try to mind read people and figure out what their needs are without asking them first. So I think that's my piece of advice. Keep it low key and ask just straight on what would be the most helpful.
That's wonderful advice, and that's something that all of us can apply. So we thank the emailer for that email, 877-766-3777, oncall@relevantradio.com. If you're just joining us, Catholic therapist Dr. Joseph Coyle is on call today taking your questions. As a therapist, Dr. Coyle, something that has become very, much talked about in terms of topics of conversation culturally. The oversensitization, I might be making up a word, but the overly sensitive culture that we're living in. I live in St. Louis. The baseball team came up with a promo this week about, and it said something. It was something to the effect of, "You love baseball, she loves jewelry." It was a Mother's Day promotion. "You love baseball, she loves jewelry." Well, it was deemed sexist from, you know, the highest places. I was fearful that the person who was responsible for the tagline was going to be dragged out of their office and into the street. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous, people talking about how offended they were by the sexist, you know, message. And we keep hearing about trigger words, and you might be triggered, and this is going to have to, you know, you're going to have a safe space. And what is the long-term effect on culture when we get into this particular area of protecting people from any offense?
Well, that's a great question. I think that I live on the one-on-one individual plane. So, and it's hard to kind of move from that a lot of times to the group or the society or the culture, but I think my path on any of those levels would kind of be similar to what it would be within the one-on-one relationship there. And I think I would want to try to understand, you know, the pain of the person that's saying that this was offensive. So rather than, you know, trying to have a preconceived notion about it, I would first want to listen and try to get why or what was it that they feel the other person was ignorant of, that they feel I was ignorant of if I stepped into something there. I want to first listen and hear them out. And I think that, as far as a cultural prescription, would be very helpful right now with an example like this or any of these other ones. Again, the backdrop here is so emotionally charged as it is that I think people are more raw and worn down from the day-to-day barrage and division within the country, within the culture, that you're going to have more of this. And so, but I think the way to heal it would be to, you know, listen and again apply the tenets of compassion that we have as far as the faith position and try to hear them out and hear what can I do. A lot of times there's a force that someone has when they are in a mode like this, and just allowing them to be heard can be very powerful and very healing. And a lot of times the things that we try to do on an individual level or a cultural level thwart that, and then you have resentments built and roots deepened and so forth. So I think that's an initial thought that I have on it.
JosephCoyle.com is the website. He is in private practice in the suburbs of Norwell and Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts. The number in the studio is 877-766-3777. Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Thank you for your patience. You are on Relevant Radio.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, how are you? My question is, sometimes I think I suffer from anxiety. I don't know if I have ADT. I'm already 60 plus years, and I have the problem with sometimes too many, if I have to do so many things that I don't know which one to do first. I wait too late or too long to figure out what I'm going to do. When I'm going to do it, it's kind of late during the day, and I haven't done anything. I seem to be a little lethargic. I don't know if I have some kind of dementia. I don't know if it's ADT or it's just, I feel overwhelmed sometimes. If I start thinking of different things that I don't know what to do first, all of a sudden I get like a headache on the side of my head. I don't even know where, and sometimes I don't know where the stuff is, and it takes me long to get ready. Like, before I leave the house, it's already almost, very late during the day, instead of keeping with the time management. I have a lot of problem with that. I don't know. If I stay still, I don't get anxiety, but if I start thinking, I got to do that, instead of completing one of them, I don't complete one of them, and then I don't do none of them, and that's giving me a lot of anxiety, and I feel like I just got to sit down and then start focusing again.
Okay. Sorry to hear about this. And if this is something that, you know, has just happened recently, a lot of these things that you're talking about tend to be things that are people struggle with for a long time, or they've struggled with through their life. Certainly, you know, you want to rule out any medical problems, because any of the things that you're talking about, if there's something wrong medically, you can have difficulty concentrating or difficulty thinking things or ordering the steps of things. You can have lethargy. So make sure to get to your doctor for a physical if you haven't done that within the last year. Outside of that, you know, depending on if you're wanting to get help, this is certainly something that a therapist or psychologist is available for and can help you with. And you can certainly work to find Catholic practitioners in your area. There might be other people that can give you support within your family or within a church community, just people that can give you some guidance or help you make a plan or a schedule. You might need some lists, or you might need just a few simple things to orient you from day to day, and getting some structure in place and getting some tools that you can use ongoing, whether it's making lists or using your phone a little better or the computer. There might be some tools that you can grab concretely that can help you with some of these things. But a lot of these things are very common, and it is very difficult when you're hit with some of them all at once here. But I would encourage you to ask yourself, who can I go to for help that can set me back on the right path and try to help me tease out what's what and get to the bottom of what's going on.
And the really wonderful thing about phoning into Relevant Radio, Anonymous, is you have people all over the country and around the world, and I dare say probably right there in Fatima, Portugal, preparing for the canonization with the Holy Father, who will be praying for you, and that God will take this anxiety from you. So God bless you for the phone call. We'll take a quick break. We have emails and more calls coming in for Dr. Joseph Coyle, 877-766-3777. We're talking about anxiety, depression, any type of trauma that you are currently undergoing. He is here to take your phone call, 877-766-3777, or on call at relevantradio.com.
I am more apt to use my phone, so I have the Relevant Radio app. What a great way to listen to Catholic radio on the go.
I tend to pray the rosary with Father Rocky off the Relevant Radio app in my car.
I had to go get my car fixed, and I wasn't able to make it to adoration in the hours that the church was open. So on my commute, I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet through the Relevant Radio app.
Your faith is at your fingertips. Take your faith wherever you go with a Relevant Radio app. It's in your app store.
St. Jose Maria Escriva said that humility is to the various virtues. What the chain is in a rosary, you take away the chain and the beads are scattered. Remove humility and all virtues vanish.
Relevant Radio contributor Lisa Maladnik.
That humility is the cornerstone to seeing ourselves realistically in relationship to God. We see how helpless we are. And getting out of God's way and letting Him be the author of our lives really sets us free. The people that I've known in my life who are the happiest, who are the clearest about their purpose in life, those have been the people who understand their dependence on God. That is incredibly liberating, because we know that God uses the weak things of this world so that no flesh may glory in His sight. But when we come before the throne of God, trusting, you know, broken, but full of hope, God uses us in beautiful ways right here and now before we reach perfection.
Enlightening minds, inspiring hearts, enriching souls.
Talk radio for Catholic life. Relevant Radio.
Hey, this is Michael O'Neill. I'm the Miracle Hunter. This week on the Miracle Hunter Show, we've got an exciting program. We'll be talking to David Carollo, Executive Director of the Blue Army of Fatima, talking about the 100-year anniversary and canonization of the Shepherd Children of Fatima. Tune in 12 noon Eastern for this and more on the Miracle Hunter Radio Show on Relevant Radio.
The Miracle Hunter with Michael O'Neill, Sundays 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
Well, you love using the free Relevant Radio app because you can take Relevant Radio literally with you anywhere. Do you want to help evangelize and tell even more people about Relevant Radio? Please consider giving our app a 5-star rating, because the better the rating we have, the better we show up in those app stores, and then more people find out about Relevant Radio and Holy Mother Church. It's 12 minutes before the hour. This is On Call, and Dr. Joseph Coyle, a Catholic therapist in private practice, is on call today, taking your calls and questions at 877-766-3777 or emails at oncall@relevantradio.com. We have a few of those that I want to get to for you, Dr. Coyle. Hi, Dr. Coyle. My son seems to be dealing with some anxiety issues. He is always scratching his head and pulling on his shirt. He is 13 years old. I'd like to know if there's anything I can do to help him with this. He doesn't like to play sports. He's pretty sedentary, so I'm not really sure how to handle this.
Good question. and sorry to hear about that. I think what I would do to begin with would be to take him to his pediatrician and talk about those kinds of behaviors that you're seeing and just have a general checkup. Sometimes those things can be indicators of anxiety. There's different kinds of, you know, bad habits or tics that people can have. It's not necessarily something that's at a clinical level or, you know, that you would necessarily need therapy or medication for, but I would want, you know, even your pediatrician to give you a read on that, on whether they think that it is or isn't, you know, that, and what they feel should happen there. You might also consider talking to him about it and just saying directly, no, do you know, what are you doing there? Do you realize that you're doing that? Is there something that's stressing you out? A lot of times we can get ourselves wound up and tense physically, and the breath is very important. So it's very important to stop and have interrupts, an alarm on the phone or other things that can just bring us back to our body so that we can be breathing and make sure that we're not holding our breath or breathing ineffectively that can create physical kinds of anxiety that sometimes looks similar to what you're seeing there.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And we have another emailer. My son is 17. He has been dealing with an issue with lying and cheating on his girlfriend with two other girls. I know I can't do anything about the girls, but I need to help my son get out of this bad habit of lying and cheating before he becomes an adult and ruins his life because of this. Please help me.
Tough problem, and tough problem as a parent for sure. You know, you're going to hear a lot of different approaches to something like this, as you do with any parenting problem. I would first come down to, you know, getting a sense for yourself of the parenting approach that you're trying to take and the relationship that you try to have with your son, and really use that as a starting point and a springboard as to what to do. You know, you may want to be talking honestly with him about this and about what you're observing and concerns that you're seeing for the future for him, in addition to present difficulties that can come about, or, again, to try to just gently ask what's going on or what's this about or why is this happening. But I think, you know, I generally tell people with parenting issues like this, the bond that you have with your child is very important, and anything that you can do to be working that, even if you're not making the choice to directly confront head-on the behavior, but that you're forging the relationship and you're setting aside time, that's quality time, maybe some one-on-one time, or just you're building those inroads. Adolescents generally are dying for those. So anything that you do there, even if you feel that it's not as impactful as you want it to be in the time that you want it to be, you can really be sowing seeds and helping address issues. It might bring them to be talking frankly with you down the road a bit about their behavior and about what's going on if they're not ready to do it currently. You know, you can only use whatever opening they give you, and this is part of the frustration of parenting and it just being a human person, that the distance from one person to another is a million miles a lot of times. So I would be, you know, again, thinking of how direct and confrontational you want to be, but remember that anything you can do to open the lines of communication, even gently, is very impactful as well.
What a wonderful mom, though, you know, Dr. Coyle, because at that age, I think there is it's sort of that mentality, that built-in mentality that, okay, you know, boys are going to do things that they shouldn't do, and I'll just wait for him to mature a little bit more. And she wants to be proactive, you know, and that's just really encouraging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So God bless you, and you take our prayers with you too, Mom. So you're going to have a wonderful Mother's Day. Anonymous on line one, welcome to Relevant Radio. You're on the air with Dr. Coyle.
Hi. I have a problem. I raised two sons. We were a lovely family,
We all got along. People liked us. It was great. Both my sons are adults. They're both married with children. One has a wife who, when they were first married, it was wonderful. She became pregnant, and I don't know, I became the enemy. The firstborn is 7 years old now. I haven't seen my grandchildren except for three times in a year and a half. They refuse to let my husband and I see these children. They're angry at me. I don't know why. They say I call, and if I want to see the kids and they say no, I get mad. I said, no, I don't get mad. I get disappointed. And other things. I've offered to go to family counseling where I would pay for it. I offered just drop the children off, and I'll, you know, drop them off at your house. You don't have to see me. Anyway, I cry every day that I don't see my grandchildren. I don't know what to do.
Very tough, and this is a very common thing that I hear, believe it or not, the division within families and certainly, you know, family situations like this, people marry into the family and the dynamics change often for the worse. Again, with what we're talking about with anxiety and the faith piece here, it sounds like you're doing all the things that anyone could think of as far as making inroads, putting yourself out there, making it very clear to them that you want connection with them, you want loving relationship with them, you want to see the kids. And I think that as far as your own compass on that, if there's anything else that you can think of that you haven't done, if there's anything that you haven't put into a letter maybe or put in writing, just so you have it out there that you can say to yourself, I have now exhausted every opportunity that I can think of to extend myself and reach out to them, and that such that if in the future you looked back on this point, you would be confident knowing that you did everything that you could do, do that. You know, if you feel that there's anything missing, do it. But if you've done that, you know, the approaches for family counseling was right on. I would have suggested that if you didn't say that is there some third party that we could go to, we'll pay for it. Absolutely. I think that's a really good suggestion that you did that, in addition to, I'm assuming, all the other attempts that you've made. But you're up against their will. And not even God cracks through somebody's will if they're closed right now. So, you know, and that's from Mother Teresa talking about that. So the question then becomes, what's God asking me for here? I have to love them and love the kids through whatever barriers that they put up and whatever parameters that I have. This is out of my control. And remember, we're God's co-workers, 1 Corinthians 3:9. So it's not just you. It's you and God working to heal division here. But you may have to delegate for a time to him to be working on their hearts and focusing on what your assignment is, what seeds that you can sow positively. How am I going to love them through the slalom that they're setting up for me and all these roadblocks that I have to do it? If that's what they're doing, I have to accept that, and I have to limit my connection with them in whatever ways they're allowing that. But I'm going to keep pressing forward. I'm going to keep getting support for myself on this. I'm going to keep revisiting it or reaching out every other few months that, you know, can we have now, it's this holiday, can we do that? You're going to do everything possible to let them know that, you know, you're wanting this and are available. But there are these seasons where you sometimes have to accept the lack of contact, and sometimes, you know, trying to just crack through and not abide by that can be more destructive than helpful.
And if you need to revisit his answers to any of your questions or the questions of other people, you can certainly access our archives on call at relevantradio.com. I'm sorry, relevantradio.com, and then you can access the on call page. We have a caller, but I'm afraid it's going to take up all of our time. The question that she wants to know is Meniere's disease and tinnitus related to anxiety?
It can. can be, yeah. You know, Meniere's disease, I believe, has to do with vertigo and, you know, dizziness that you can experience. And I've seen a number of cases where people have said stress and anxiety exacerbate that. And also tonight is the same thing, that you can have these physical problems that are exacerbated by stress. So do all you can to be working on relaxing and see if you see any change in the physical problems.
And that takes us right back to where we began, as Our Lady appeared at Fatima. Pray the rosary for that stress relief. God bless you, Dr. Coyle. JosephCoyle.com.
Thanks for listening to this hour of On Call on listener-supported Relevant Radio. For information on guests and topics, go to RelevantRadio.com and enter keyword Wendy. That's RelevantRadio.com, keyword Wendy.
Oh, good, good, good. Awesome.